Hello, folks, it's early morning here. We're talking from New Orleans now. Just putting a wee pod with regards to the Celtic game that was played yesterday at home to Aberdeen. Celtic ran out 2-1 winners with Jason Denier and Chris Commons scoring the goals. A very entertaining game. It was really good to see some of the new guys getting a run out in the team. Guidetti, for instance, I thought played well when he came on. Tonev got a decent 71 minutes before he was substituted by Beaton. And Steptovich, the same before Kyle replaced him. Chris Commons, what can you say? I mean, that was by far his best game to date this season. He was awesome, setting everyone up, and he was basically everywhere. The young kid Denier again, scoring the goal. He scored the first goal. What can you say about that lad, laddie? I mean, obviously coming from Man City, you know he's coming for good stock, and he took his goal well, because he got the second goal on 46 minutes, just after the second half, and Aberdeen pulled one back through Good Willie on the 60th minute. To be fair to Aberdeen, they came into the game there in the second half and played really well, and there was a few late chances. Had Celtic no defended well, the Aberdeen might have snuck an equaliser. Bookings in the game, Ambrose was booked for Celtic and Jack for Aberdeen. Just looking at some of the stats. Possession wise, it was like 49% to Celtic, 51% Aberdeen, which reflects the game really well. Shots on target, 19 Celtic, 10 Aberdeen. It was a typical Aberdeen Celtic game. They're always very entertaining matches, and produce some really good scorelines. I mean, the last one, tail end of last season, was 5-2 Celtic. At the moment, Hamilton are sitting top of the league. We're in their second, both on 13 points. Dundee United on 13 points, and then comes the Hoops on 10. But we've obviously got a game in hand, so that's going to help our cause. If we win that, obviously we're right back in the mix. Up next for Celtic, it's our European game in midweek. Quite looking forward to that Wednesday night. Europa League, obviously, and that's a 6 o'clock kickoff. FC Salzburg, like I say, it's an 1800 kickoff, and I would assume that'll be on BT Sports. I'm 100% sure, I ain't checked, but I will. Based on today's game, going into the Salzburg game, obviously getting the new guys that a run out in the team isn't going to do them any harm, and get them set up nicely for the match. It was good to see the two new strikers up front combine quite well. Nice touches in the game, and Scott Brown was back today as well, which is again a big plus for the team, and he played like he was basically an hour away. It's all coming together at a good time for the team and Ronnie. I'm going to back Ronnie and say that give the guy the time he needs to get this team sorted out. We'll win the league and just take it on through there. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else worth mentioning. Nah, I would say that's going to be it for this one, guys. It's just a wee quickie. That's us 5:04 in. What I've done on the blog now, obviously I've added the audio page for these posts or these pods. I've also put it at the top of the page on the right hand side. So when you come to the blog and get the first post up there, if you're on the main bit, you'll see it on the right hand side. So to make them a bit more accessible, I'm also posting them on YouTube. All the links are within the blog. Anyway, guys, that's going to be it for now. It's good to get back to winning ways again after a draw against Dundee. Like I say, 2-1 against Aberdeen's no shoddy. They played well, and I can see good things for the team going forward. So I'll speak to you again after the game on Wednesday night. If I'm going to make a wee prediction for that, and I said 3-1 for the game of the day, yesterday now, I got that wrong, but 2-1 wasn't far away, got the goal scorers wrong as well, but right, I'm going to go for the Salzburg game, 2-2, I'll take that away from him, 2-2, and Gadetti and Commons to score the goals. We'll see how that pans out come Wednesday night. Okay, folks, that's it for me for another one. Hail, hail, and God bless.